A long list of financial and political problems slowed the development of the new Les Paul exhibit at the Waukesha County Museum. But Paul and others raised money, other issues have been smoothed over, and 2,000 square feet of memorabilia are just about ready for public viewing. Museum President and CEO Kirsten Lee Villegas has been taking reporters on a sneak peek at the photos, displays, and recordings. Villegas says one thing that makes the Waukesha Les Paul exhibit different from a more science-based one at Discovery World in Milwaukee is an attempt to give a more complete picture of Paul. So the first stop of the tour is a recreation of a 1920s-era living room. Villegas says it's the kind of place where Paul took things apart to see how they worked,
including the candlestick telephone, the phonograph, a player piano, and begin to understand how Les, when he looked at something, even an everyday object, he saw it differently.
Paul's early experience as a tinkerer expanded into more musical instruments, or at least experimental instruments. Back further in the exhibit are recordings of five types of Paul designed or used guitars: railroad tie, acoustic, the so-called log, the so-called clunker, and a Les Paul electric. Villegas waves her hand over each display, and out come the sustained notes. Les Paul was also a pioneer in creating multi-track recordings. Elsewhere in the exhibit is the guitar-attached gadget he called the Les Paulverizer, and a video of Paul explaining how the overdub system worked.
Here's how it goes. Now I'm going to play that back for you, okay? That's not bad, right?
Part of Paul's decades of stardom came as a result of many performances in the 1940s and 50s with his wife, Mary Ford. The Waukesha exhibit honors Ford as well. Kirsten Lee Villegas says both artists were very talented and had a great stage presence.
He plays a lick, and then she replicates it. Then he plays a lick, and then she replicates. And then he plays a lick, and she replicates. And it's very complicated, and he finally basically gives up because he realizes that she can play pretty much as good as he can.
The County Museum exhibit adds to a string of other Les Paul-related tourist sites in Waukesha.
I owe you for a show.
At Club 400, a tavern formerly owned by Paul's father and brother, current owner Dan Pokwinski is happy the museum exhibit is about to open. He says he wishes it would have started up before Paul's death in 2009. But Pokwinski says maybe the exhibit will teach other people about Paul the way Pokwinski learned 30 years ago.
All the old-timers that would come down here and drinking and whatnot, they basically schooled me on who Les Paul was, and I got to meet him. And the first time I met him, very personable guy.
Other Waukesha sites linked to Les Paul include a parkway and Paul's burial monument at a local cemetery. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Waukesha.